Thank you for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Jack Abramowitz filling in for Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day, this Yom Chamishi, the 14th day of the month of Sivan. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and to introduce Rabbi Yoni Dansker of the Roslyn Synagogue in Roslyn Heights, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, followed by Rabbi Dansker slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim: Prakim Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis, chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. This will be followed by Achenu, recited in both Hebrew and English, the Mishaberech LeTzahal, the Mishaberech LeShvuyim, the prayer for those who are tragically being held captive, and we will conclude with the Mishaberech LeCholim, with Rabbi Dansker pausing to enable each of us to insert the names of all those for whom we are davening. To receive the daily Tehillim Call reminder emails, you can subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim Call. That's ou.org/Tehillim Call. Bikavod. With great honor, Rabbi Dansker.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Abramowitz, and thank you to Rabbi Herman in absentia. It's great to be back. It's always a great schus, a great opportunity to be able to share words of Torah and chizuk and Tehillim with this group. It gives me tremendous chizuk to be able to deliver it, and the fact that this call has continued for all this time as a really something to lean on during these difficult times, and thank you very much for the opportunity. So this week, it's already Thursday, hard to believe, it's already Thursday, and we're going to be reading Parshas Bahalotcha in Shul this week, and whenever we come to Parshas Bahalotcha, there's always an idea that pops out to me that was said very often by my wife's grandfather, Rabbi Zachariah Center, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, passed away a few years ago, who was really one of the founders of the Kashrus community, founder and president of the Kaftei Kosher Supervision, his neshama should have an aliyah through this Devar Torah. He used to always quote a beautiful idea, and that is at the beginning of the parsha of Baalotcha, it's really picking off where we left off last week. If Naso, where all the Nesiim are bringing their korbanos for the Mishkan, and then Aaron gets his chance, and Aaron receives the opportunity, the great mitzvah of lighting the menorah. The Ramban tells us that this is an allusion to the lighting of the menorah of Hanukkah, that it's going to be his descendants, the Hashmonaim, who are going to bring the menorah of Hanukkah. But on a pshat level, it's talking about the menorah in the Mishkan. And the Torah tells us his command that Moshe tells Aaron, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe leimor, Daber al Aaron. Hashem says to Moshe, saying, speak to Aaron, Vamarte, love, Baaloscha es haneros, when you go light the candles, el mul pnei haMenorah, in front of the menorah, Ya'iru Shivas Neros, you will light the seven candles. And then the pasuk tells us, Vayas Kain Aaron, and Aaron did so. And Rashi picks up on this point and tells us, Lahagid, Vayas Kain Aaron, what does it mean, and Aaron did so? Lahagid Shivcha Shel Aaron Sheloshina. To tell us the praise of Aaron, that he did not change any of the commands that Moshe gave him. The Siftei Chachamim points out that Rashi must be getting at the question, why does the Torah need to tell us that Aaron did what Moshe said? Obviously, there must be something more that we're praising him for. And that's where Rashi, quoting the Sifri, tells us it was a praise to Aaron that he never changed the halacha. He always did as he was told. Asks the Sas Emes, as Rabbi Center always quoted, asks the Sas Emes, the Ge'ereva, if someone were to tell you that your Rosh Yeshiva, your rabbi, oh, he keeps kosher. He always keeps kosher. Or, he always keeps Shabbos. So you'd say, yes, and? Meaning that's not impressive. That's something that we would expect from our rabbi, something we would expect from our Rosh Yeshiva. Of course they're going to keep the halachos that they preach, the halachos that they teach us. Why would I expect anything different? Of course they're going to keep the halachos of kashrus. Why does the Torah need to tell? What shvach, what praise is there for Aaron that said, Hashem told Moshe, this is what you are going to do. Hashem told Moshe, tell Aaron, this is what you are going to do. And Aaron did it. Shvayach. Aaron followed the command of Moshe, which was the command of Hashem. And we praise Aaron that he never changed the instruction. What is going on here? And answers the Tfas Emes something incredibly powerful. And what Rashi is telling us, quoting the Sifri, doesn't mean when it says Lahagit Shivcha Shel Aaron, to give the praise of Aaron Shaloshina that he never changed, doesn't mean that he never changed the commands. Of course he kept the mitzvot. But what it means is Shaloshina, he never changed the way he did the mitzvot. That every single day he lit the menorah, day in, day out, with the same zest, the same zeal, the same enthusiasm as day one. He never changed. He never said, today I'm not in the mood, or I did this yesterday, or it's so cumbersome. This is what I do every day. Every single day that Aaron did the mitzvah, it was as if it was the first time he did it, with the same zest, the same zeal, and the same enthusiasm, as Rabbi Spencer always taught, as Rabbi Spencer always said. And it's a tremendous lesson for us, because there are so many mitzvot that we do day in, day out, and, you know, we lose a little bit of the excitement. You know, every bar mitzvah boy remembers the first time they put on tefillin, but you don't really remember the third time you put on tefillin. Or the first time you did something, but you don't remember a week later what it felt like. Because we lose that excitement. We lose that zest. We lose that enthusiasm for the mitzvah. And that's what the Torah is telling us. To praise Aharon for the same energy that he brought into the mitzvah day in, day out. As we are transitioning now into the summer period, today's the last day of school for some of my kids. Tomorrow, some of the others finish, and we're shifting into summer mode. So it's always a good reminder for us. It's always a good time. It's a perek, a time to stop and think. The mitzvahs that I've been doing that continue from the winter through the summer, how have I been doing them? Am I doing them with enthusiasm? It's a great time to reevaluate the way that I'm performing the mitzvahs. Not even necessarily to take on more, but to reevaluate the mitzvahs that I'm already doing. What is my energy level? What is my excitement? Where is my focus? And particularly when it comes to the reciting of Tehillim, which we're about to do, you know, just 2 weeks ago, we were Zocha, we merited to have such good news of the rescue of four of the hostages from Gaza, from Hamas. And I mentioned to my Kehila at the time, I said, you know, we've been saying Tehillim every day since October 7th. And, you know, in the beginning, maybe it was with more Kavana, maybe it was more, you know, excitement. And then it becomes just another part of davening. Forgive me for using it in that way. But the reality is we realized that it was through our tefillos that we were able to get those hostages back. And now it's the time to recognize we need to reinvest ourselves into saying the tehillim, into the davening, into the mitzvot that we do as a schus, that the rest of the hostages should be brought home soon, that our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael should be safe, that the soldiers should be safe, and that all of the Toshvei Eretz Yisrael and all of Jews worldwide should be safe and secure from anti-Semitism and all of the evils that lurk around. So on that note, we should certainly take this message to heart, the message of the Tfas Emes, to be like Aaron HaKohen, to approach every mitzvah that we do, whether it's the first time or the 101st time, to do it with that same energy, that same zest, that same zeal, and that same enthusiasm. We're now going to recite the Tehillim, starting with Tehillim, Kapitel Chaf. Lamanaseach Mizmor LeDavid. Yancho Adonai biyom tzara yitagev chashem Elohe Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh umitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol minchosecha volosecha yidash nesela. Yitein lecha chilvavecha. Vechol asasecha yimalei. Nirananah bishuasecha uvashem Elohe nidgol. Yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ataya dati kiyoshia Adonai mishicho Yaneo mishmei kodsho Bigvuros yesha yimino Eilev arechev Eilev asusim Vanachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazgir Heima karo v'nafalu Vanachnu kamnu v'nisodad Adonai hoshia Hamelech yaneinu b'yom kareinu. Kapitel Chaf Gimel 23. Mizmor leDavid Adonai roi lo echzar. Vinoseh sheyarvitzeni almei menuchos yinahaleni. Nafshi yeshoyvev yancheni b'magalei tzedek leman shemon. Gam ki eilech v'geitz al maves lo yira ra ki atoim badi shivzecho mishantecha heima yinachamuni. Tarach lefanai shulchan neged sorai. Deshanta v'shemen roshi kosi rivaya. Ach tov achesed yirdefuni kol yimei chayai. Deshavdi b'veit Adonai l'orech yomim. Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph 121. Shir lamalos. Esai nayel e'arim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai. Hosei shamayim v'aret. Al yitein lamot raglecha. Al yanum shomrecha. Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha. Adonai tzilcha al yadiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka v'yareyach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeis chavoecha me'atav yad olam. Epistle Kuf Lamed 130. Shir ha-malos mimam ha-kim kirasito Adonai. Adonai shima b'koli tiyen aznecha kashuvos l'kol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmor ya Adonai miyamoid. Ki imcho hasalicha leman tivare. Ki visti Adonai kivto nafshi v'lidvaro chalpi. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, im Adonai achesed v'harbei mofidot. Who is this Yisrael Mikol Avonoto? Capital Kuf Mem Beis 142. Maskil David Beyosub Amara Tisila. Koli El Adonai Ezak, Koli El Adonai Eschanon. Eshbach Lefanov Sichi, Sarasi Lefanov Agid. V'yitatef alai ruchi v'yata yadata nisivasi pa'orach zu'ahalech pamnu fachli habet yamin ure'ei v'ein li makir avad manos mimeni ein doresh l'nafshi za'akti eilecha Adonai amarti ata machsi chelki b'eretz ha'chayim hakshivo el rinasi ki dalosi me'od hatzileni mirotvai. Yamtu mimeni, hotsia mimazger nafshi lo dosa shemecha. Bi achtiru tadigim ki sigmol alai. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim basara uvashivya, haomdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, hamakom yirachim aleihem, yotsim bitzara liravacha, umeasela leoro, umishivud legula, hashta bagalav ez makariv, inomar amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom now, swiftly, and soon. Let us say Amen. Now say the Mishaberach L'chayalei Tzahal, the prayer for Israel's defense force. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, V'yivarech Eschayalei Tzva Ha'Agonah L'Yisrael V'Anshei Kochot HaBitachon, עמדים על משמר ארצנו והרי אלוהינו, מגבול הלבנון והמדבר מצרים, ומן הים הגדול עד לבוא הערבה, ובכל מקום שהם, ביבשה, באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני את אויבינו הקמים עלינו ניגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה, מכל נגע מחלה. ישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. ידבר שונאינו תחתיהם ויעטרם מחסו ישוע ותרס ניצחון. וקיום בהם הכסוף כי אדוני אלוהיכם הולך עמכם להילחם לכם, עם אויביכם להושיע אתכם ונאמר אמן. Now to the Mishaberach L'Shvuyim, the prayer for those being held in captivity. Mishaberach Avosenu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Yosef Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo, ויברך וישמור וימסור את נדרי צבא ההגנה לישראל ושבויו, ואת כל אחינו הנשיאים בצר ובשביה, בעבור שכל הקהל הקדוש הזה מספר בעבורם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם ויוציאים מחושך ותום מוות, ומוסרותיהם ינתק ומוצקותיהם יושיעין, וישיבם מהר הלחיק משפחותיהם. יודו לאדוני חסדו ונפלאותיו לבני אדם, וקיים בהם מקרא שכתוב, ופדויי אדוני ישובונו באות ציון ברינה, ושמחת עולם על ראשם, ששון ושמחה ישיגו ונעשי הגאון בהנחה, ונאמר אמן. We conclude with משבח לחולם, prayer for the sick. Misha Berach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe and David Ushlomo. We varech we are payes hakolim. Im Shar Chol Yisrael, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Melerachim Aleihem, Lachlimam Lerabazom Lachlikam Lachiyotam, Yishlach Lehem Meir Fushulim Amin Hashemayim, Leramachivar Veshalsegita Pesach Shar Chol Yisrael, Refuas Nevesh Refuas Agov, Hashta Vagalav Zman Kariv, Inomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Rabbi Dansker. We look forward to having you back on the program again very soon. For all of us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.